This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every once in a while, I come across something a little bit different we want to bring into the mix of our conversations. Clackamas Community College President Dr. Tim Cook, an avid runner for the past several years. He's been working towards the goal of running a marathon in every state in the U.S., sometimes on back-to-back days. But on top of that, he's got a unique mission involving running to community colleges around Oregon. Dr. Cook joins us on this morning. Dr. Cook, thanks for being on with us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So where did this idea come from of running to community colleges in Oregon over a 50-day period? That's a lot of running.
It's an ambitious goal, for sure. I've long thought about trying to see if I could do something that would tie all the community colleges together in the state. And so as I got to thinking more and more about basic needs for students and how to really raise awareness for that, I just started thinking about this more, and then it germinated. There was a faculty member at Clatsop in Astoria that biked to all of them during the pandemic. And so I called him up and said, "Hey, can you share maps? Can you tell me a little bit about how you did that?" And that's really kind of how it started getting some legs, so to speak.
So we're talking 17 community colleges over 50 days, basically averaging about 32 miles a day. When are you going to begin all this?
We'll start actually in Ontario, out on the Idaho border there, and it'll take me about a week to run up to Pendleton, take me about another week to run to Bend, about almost a week to run down to Klamath, and then head up to Medford and over to Coos Bay, and then actually up to Roseburg and Umpqua.
Well, in talking to a couple of other people who have done kind of similar things like this, one of the things is logistics, trying to find roads, for instance, in Northeast Oregon to get you from point A to B. That probably took a lot of work.
Yeah, this, I think the biggest challenge of this is the logistics, the planning of it. And I'll just say I started a little over a year ago and did a practice run this summer in Northeast Oregon and found that, many of the roads that they were sending me on were, Forest Service roads, hiking trails, and things that really weren't the best to do. So I actually am working with our Geographic Information Systems program here at the college, our students that do this stuff for classes, and they're helping me. They have much better mapping software, and they're helping me get some kind of side roads, but that are still traversable and safer to run on.
So doing this is obviously a fun thing for a runner just to do, but there's kind of a deeper purpose that you've got regarding the students of Oregon's community colleges. Talk about that.
Yeah, the why about this is I've been concerned for several years just about the increasing number of houselessness and food insecurity for community college students across the state and across the nation. But I'm in Oregon, so I want to focus on Oregon. Just here at Clackamas, I know statewide this is true too. We, over 40% of our students have had issues with food insecurity in the last month. Here on campus, we know that 16% of our students have been homeless in the last year. We know students are, living in their cars, and others are on the verge. So I was hoping to raise awareness with this run, just to help people understand that it's pretty serious. It's not just, having to eat top ramen for something. These are folks that are making some real decisions about, trying to stay in college and trying to figure out where they're going to get their next meal. And then raising money for that too, obviously, having people donate and think about this as a jogathon.
When you think about community colleges, not everybody realizes that over half of all public and private higher education enrollments in the state are at community colleges.
That's surprising to people. Yeah, 200,000 students in the state of Oregon attend community colleges. 52% of all students going to, colleges or universities are at community colleges. We don't have big budgets. We don't have big marketing budgets, and so we tend to kind of, fly under the radar a little bit. So that was the other part. Maybe I'll get some attention for these students.
Now, how long have you been I knew I was going to keep saying Umpqua. How long have you been at Clackamas Community College?
This is my seventh year as president of Clackamas Community College.
And have you led other community colleges as well?
I have not led other ones. I've had about a 30-year career in community colleges, anything from being a vice president of instruction to being a counselor to being a dean of students. I've kind of done a little bit of everything.
One of the things Dr. Pokrant said here about Umpqua Community College in a past interview was just how the community college model is more nimble and more quickly able to address changes, whether it's things like a pandemic or the need for online education for other reasons, than a traditional four-year school. What's your thoughts?
I would totally agree with Dr. Pokrant. That's really what we do well. We respond to community needs. We, you know, get up programs if there's some need for training, for workforce training. We're really good in the trades and career and technical education. We can really turn some programs around pretty quickly and get people out working and get them back and, involved in the community. So I 100% agree with that.
Now, for your effort, do you have a specific organization you're trying to get funds to, or talk about that?
Yeah, the way this works is that people that donate money to this get to choose which college they want to support to. So the overarching organization is funneling through Clackamas Community College's foundation. It's called Running for Oregon Community College Students. But when you get on that page, it asks you which college you want to support. So people in Roseburg can support Umpqua if they choose to. They can support whoever they want to, and that's true statewide as we're raising this money to try to get it to where it needs to be.
And it looks like maybe you're going to be coming through this area in mid-July when it will be probably nice and hot for running.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I'll be there mid-July in that area. I'm starting on the east side because I'm a little concerned about wildfires, and I'm certainly concerned about the heat. I've run some marathons in some pretty hot weather, and I know how to take care of myself in that, but it's going to be a warm run for sure.
What kind of support crew are you going to have for this?
Yeah, we'll have an RV that's following along with me and supporting there. My wife, thank goodness, is coming along on this entire trip to either drive or navigate. And then I've got friends from college, friends that are interested in this, that are helping crew the whole 50 days. And, we have to every day figure out where we're going to sleep, what we need to get for food, laundry, all those types of things. And I'll just put in a plug. We are still looking for an RV sponsor. We've got sponsors for pretty much every other part of this, but still trying to find somebody to help us sponsor an RV.
Well, if people want to find out more about this effort, do you kind of have an associated website with this?
We do. It's clackamas.edu. That's the college site. clackamas.edu/ROCCS. That stands for Running for Oregon Community College Students.
All right, Dr. Tim Cook, president of Umpqua. Now I said it again. I'm going to hear about this today.
I'll call the president now there and say that we've had a hostile takeover.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be getting a text in just moments, I'm imagining. Dr. Tim
Cook. I'm a huge fan of your president down there. She does great work. So.
Well, Dr. Tim Cook from Clackamas Community College. You'd think I know the difference because I used to live in Portland too. So anyway, we'll connect with you for sure when it gets to mid-July, and we'll make sure we get you on while you're down here. Thanks for being on with us this morning. Sounds like a really fun project.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic, and I really hope it gets some support for these students. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you bet. 8:40 on the Morning Report.